Tuesday night. Chavis al Mavus. Shar Yichud Hamaisa. We're in Perek Hamishi, a description of the various the way the Yetzirah functions. I think the Ikka thing by me, what we learned so far, it's not a chiddush, I wouldn't call it a chiddush, but the realization that the Yetzirah is you. And when you think you want to do something, you don't want to do something, something's good for you, beneficial for you, or not beneficial, so you think you're making a rational decision based on what's good for you and what's not good for you. But you don't realize that this is what we call the Yetzirah. You know, different. The Rebbe doesn't go into it. He doesn't explicitly go into it. But I think this whole first paragraph in Perek Hamishi, where he talks about that he takes over your personality, he takes over your kochos nefesh, your moods, your personality, he's part and parcel of, he manipulates you. So that says a lot. That says that he's indistinguishable from you. So you have to, will now give us ways of recognizing that it's coming from a negative, that it's coming from it's a ruchni yazdik, a negative. It's very rarely as blatant as, come on, you know you want to eat that piece of chaza. Come on. It's rarely so blatant. Really depends on your madrega and where you're holding him, what Mr. Melio calls the kudus habachira. But I think probably the approach is the same. Someone that's holding by that, and the Yetzirah, so that would be the equivalent of us eating something with not a good hechsher, or you know you don't have to take too much of maaser, so you say it's drabonon anyway, bezman hazeh, whatever. We all know the things we think of when we want to do something, and we're not sure if it's the right thing to do or not. Kaponim, getting back to the Chavis Halvavus on page Kufay and Aleph, he said the Yetzirah doesn't care how many times you conquer it. He's always there trying to trip you up. That's the meaning of Pirkei Avos. He's not embarrassed to try to trip you up in a small thing, because he knows that drives a wedge. And once you fail in a small thing, we're going to learn he has different ways. He makes you depressed. He makes you obsess on the fact that you failed. And then you say, what's the point? I failed. I mean, he has his ways. So he's not ashamed. So you don't be ashamed to conquer him in a small thing. And you feel good about it. If you didn't answer someone back, I'm giving this example. If you didn't answer someone back when he said something to you, it's like a little small thing. It took maybe 1 or 2 seconds, but you should feel good. You conquered him, and you didn't give him that wedge. You didn't let him get a foot in the door. Okay, we're at the bottom of page Kufay and Aleph. He says, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines from the bottom. Kihu yamar li kon aloch. You should feel good that it's really easy to beat the Yetzirah. Now that doesn't, it's not a steer to what he just said. You'll have to battle him till the end of your life. He keeps coming back. But he says, really, with rational thinking and seichel, or maybe it's not so easy, with rational thinking and seichel, it's really very easy to beat him. Because, as he now says, he represents sheker. And the sheker is really nothing. It's just an illusion. It's like when you want to do an aveira. So people want to do like big aveira. So he makes it seem extremely enticing. And the whole thing is like takes a second, and it tastes good for a second, and it's empty. It's really sheker. I heard someone, I forgot who it was, on a tape. A very good muzzle. What he's saying now is like the Yetzirah is like a fly. Like the fly keeps coming back, right? You have to keep chasing it away. But at least it's easy to chase away. Right? You go like this, or it goes away. But it keeps coming back. So that's what he's saying. It's easy to chase away, but it keeps coming back. K'maymara kosuv, and this is really a promise from Hashem to us, Ve'lecha teshukaso, his desire is to trip you up, but V'yatotim shalbo, you'll be able to best him. Now, it could be you can only best him with Siyata Deshmaya, of which the Gemara in Kiddushin speaks, that Ilmolei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ozro, if not for Hashem, you couldn't beat him. Okay, but Akoponim, you could beat him. V'lochein al diboil miponov, don't get depressed, don't give up, don't be miyash. V'imrabu anorim acharov, and you see so many people follow him, v'al yavchitcha hom ma'amodo, v'imrabu ozrov, don't worry, he has a lot of people helping him, the whole world's helping him, every newspaper's helping him, every radio's helping him, every movie's helping him, every television's helping him, everything's helping him, all these things around us are helping him, don't worry. Ki itgar matarasso, very, very strong words, very poetic, it's kedai to remember these phrases. Ki itgar matarasso la'ames es hashov, what he's really doing is he's trying to give substance to something which really has no substance. If you believe in Hashem, then really Ra, like we have today, Yovid Loi Mahani, it's nothing. It's not that pleasurable. Doesn't last long. It's like cotton candy. Right? You eat cotton candy, so it tastes very, very sweet. You know, it's gone in 1 second. That's it. To try to give substance and truth to something that's empty and false. So just logically, it would be easy to beat him. If you just keep with everything that he says, but just keep your wits about you. Be guided by your seichel, not by your emotions, and then you'll see how easy it is. You just have to say, like, why should I do that for? Like, there's nothing in it for me. It's against the Ratzon Hashem. I have everything to lose, and what am I going to gain? The pleasure of 1 second? Get out of here. Like, go away. Barov kabanos l'kayim is a sheker. L'chein kama mihira mapaloso. Really, he'll fall very quickly. Become a goro of dono. Im tis bone l'chushoso. This is what people don't want to do. Because people go through life and they don't want to think. They want to just go through their lives the way they went through it yesterday and the day before. But if you are misbonein and you think about it a little, and you make a cheshbon hanefesh, or you think and you weigh the relative merits, he's going to go through, it's a very, very long parak. He's going to go through every type of attack. He says it's a war. So sometimes he sends in the army, and sometimes he sends in the navy, and sometimes he sends in the SEALs, and sometimes he sends in fighter bombers. He goes through everything he throws at you. But if you keep your seichel, it's nothing. It's like a mirage. Like you wake up, it's just a dream. If you ever didn't do something that you wanted to do, but you were strong and you didn't do it, then you realized how easy it was. It wasn't such a big deal. You just had to get over that hump where you thought, oh boy, wow. Kamo Shatiru Achacham, Shlomo HaMelech was very correct in his description in Koheles. Bramo Ir Katana, the Pesuk in Koheles, a small city, Vanoshim Bamaad, very few people in it, and a Boaleo Melech Gadol, and he tried to capture the city. Umotzaba Ishmiskein Bachacham, this poor rejected person that nobody looked at, Achacham. So he saved the city with his wisdom. That's the pasuk in Koheles. So we're going to learn the moshel, the nimshal. Haretir is a odom beir katana. The odom is called an ir katana. Lefishahu olam hakatan. This is a very, very famous idea that a person is a microcosm of the universe. So he's an ear katan because he's like a ear, but it's small. You know, a microcosm of everything. V'tir evrei gufo v'tchunosov, and his evorim and his character, his personality. Hanafshios ka'anoshim. Umoatu be'enov, the reason it's called Anoshim b'ma'at, why is that a little? Machmas otzem chukas o'odom, because a person has big eyes and he wants a lot, he wants to conquer the world. V'rov ma'avoya bolam azeh, but v'choser kocho, miyatasagosabo. You know, he's not, right, like it says, ain't the meis, v'chatsi ta'avoso b'yodom. Your eyes are much bigger than you're capable of acquiring. So you want a lot, you want the whole world, but you really have very few resources to conquer the world. The tiras hayetzer kemelech gadol, but the yetzahara has many, many resources. Biglal rov tshivosov, v'hanoim achrav u'mishantov. Like I said, everything in the world that's alluring or gishmak, or even your personality, your moods, you get angry, things bother you. All of those dynamics is all the agents and the servants of the Yetzirah. So he has a full array of resources, and that's why Shlomo HaMelech describes him as Melech Gadol, while the Anoshim of the ear is Ketana, small. For Omar V'Sovav also, he surrounds it, because he surrounds it. He's part of you. He's inside of you. He's outside of you. He's everywhere you go. He's there too. Everything you're thinking, he's trying to be part of the thought process. He's trying to inject kinna or sinna or nakama into every thought process you have. Mimneshu makif es kolinyone ha'odom b'mistorov, in subconscious u'b'neglehu. So that's why it says Vasava Vosa. The Umro, the Pasuk continues, he didn't quote this part of the Pasuk before. Ubana Allah Mitsodim Gedolim. He built big traps to capture people. What does that mean? Machmas Rov Rayonosa Varoim. He has many traps. He traps you in many different ways. He has all sorts of schemes to trap you. Machshavosa Vagruos. We're going to describe and enumerate his weapons, how he tries to entrap you. So the pasuk, that part of the pasuk, actually talks about the entrapment. Okay, we'll stop here.